You're listening to SBS News. The funeral for the 41st United States President was by invitation only, and the National Cathedral was filled with dignitaries. President Donald Trump and his predecessors Barack Obama, Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter and their spouses sat together in a pew in the front row. The Prince of Wales, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel and former UK Prime Minister John Major also attended. Presidential historian John Meacham described President H.W. Bush as America's last great soldier statesman, recounting his service as a US Navy pilot in World War II, who survived after his plane was shot down over the Pacific.
To him, his life was no longer his own. There were always more missions to undertake, more lives to touch, and more love to give. And if you were soaring, he would rush to savor your success. Strong and gracious, comforting and charming, loving and loyal, he was our shield in danger's hour.
Former President George W. Bush delivered a touching eulogy for his father.
Last Friday, when I was told he had minutes to live, I called him. The guy answered the phone, said I think he can hear you, but he hadn't said anything for most of the day. I said, Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father. And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too. To us, he was close to perfect. But not totally perfect. His short game was lousy. He wasn't exactly Fred Astaire on the dance floor. The man couldn't stomach vegetables, especially broccoli. And by the way, he passed these genetic defects along to us.
George W. Bush told mourners his father would be revered by historians as a great man.
When the history books are written, they will say that George H.W. Bush was a great president of the United States, a diplomat of unmatched skill, a commander-in-chief of formidable accomplishment, and a gentleman who executed the duties of his office with dignity and honor.
Historian John Meacham echoed those sentiments.
The George Herbert Walker Bush, who survived that fiery fall into the waters of the Pacific three quarters of a century ago, made our lives and the lives of nations freer, better, warmer, and nobler.
Following the service, President Bush's casket was carried from the cathedral by a military honor guard and then flown to Texas, where he's to be buried. Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.